on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Kyle?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Kyle. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a pretty busy day trying to catch up on the Labor Day sets us back a little bit. You know, the work still comes in, but so, just trying to catch up on that. But I understand that you were speaking with one of my representatives, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to apply a new in business credit for you. So I'm trying to get that pushed through right now. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
Well, she's talking about a front page or a top spot. I was kind of wondering how that became available was the question I asked.
Yeah. I mean, that's a question we actually get. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, because I'm a little bit familiar with SEO work, so I know that, you know, it takes a little bit to get established, and, you know, it's a paid-for service and all of that. So I was kind of wondering how that became available.
Yeah, I mean, things have continued to change. You know, Google makes a lot of updates. Have you seen the Google Guarantee program they rolled out this year?
No, I have not.
Okay, yeah, if you look up fencing contractor in Lorain, like if you just type that into Google, there's the three guys at the very top are Google Guaranteed guys. So you'll see those guys instead of ads now. And then beneath that, there's called Google Places, or it'll say businesses, and there's like a map, and then there's three guys next to it. Everything under those two sections is organic, and that's achieved by SEO. We're partnered with Google, so we're actually talking about a Google Places placement. We'll put you in a place, you know, next to Wentz Fence. I don't know if you heard of those guys. Offendisky. Yeah, so this is different. It's like a paid advertisement. It's like a digital billboard. You know, if the position's available, we could put you there. Other than that, you know, the people solicit that space until they discontinue it, relocate. Maybe they got bad reviews and we told them keep their money. We're going to go a different route. You know, there's a lot of reasons why a position can open up.
Okay, so I'm familiar when the map opens and you get like those the little side column. That's what you're talking about where it would appear?
Yep, with the little red dots kind of indicating where they are.
Yep.
Yep, that's where we're talking about placing you now. Yeah, so Google Places placement.
Okay.
The next highest ranking thing from a local SEO perspective is Home Advisor by Angie's, which you're on. So it's kind of funny because, like, the service that you're using now to get leads gets their leads from doing local SEO services and then reselling you the lead, right? But the lead will go to three or four other people. So this will provide you a major solution in the sense that you won't have to deal with that. And customers can call you directly off the first page. They see your business independently. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate. So I think you'd like it a lot better. And I don't even know what you're doing with, if you're doing well with it or not, but I've worked with a lot of people who they just much rather have people call them directly and not be in that rat race, if you will.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds better. We've only been doing Angie's for a little bit, and so far it's worked out all right. We'll see. I've heard, I've only gotten mixed reviews from people about it, so.
Yeah, so I mean, some people love it, some people hate it. I don't want to bash them, but what I can say is if you compare the two of these side by side, it would be it'd be pretty obvious to tell what would be good for your business long term.
Right.
From a cost efficiency and a conversion standpoint, it's better quality.
Right.
So I'm going to send you the link to the pricing page. That way you can get a breakdown of it. Do you get texting on this number?
I do get texting on this number.
Okay, I'm going to shoot it over. And I feel like everybody gets texting on every number now, but occasionally I run into some dinosaurs, so I got to ask.
Yep. Yeah. Every now and then you get a landline.
Yeah. Very rare, but then I already know that person's got to be like 70 plus, you know. All right, so this is our pricing page. If you click on that link there.
I did.
Okay, and then you scroll down. Okay, you're going to see some big numbers at first, but this is obviously going to be without the new in business credit, so don't panic. But you'll see some different packages. You'll see Essential, Premier, and then it'll kind of go down. You'll see Pro, yep. Premier, Platinum, Premier. Okay. And then as you keep going under the Premier packages, you'll see like Platinum SEO packages, which is local bundle plus Facebook ads. And it'll have Google, yep, places, but it also, we still do all your SEO content creation in these packages. You'll see Essential Pro Platinum. What Tara's asking me to do with your new in business credit is to waive all setup fees on the packages. So that saves you $300 right out of the gate. But what I was thinking, okay, I could do, since you're using this Home Advisor program, I was thinking that I could put you on our Platinum package bundle, because I didn't actually see like a website for you in the notes here.
No, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Well, our Pro and Platinum packages have custom website designs included in them, right? Okay. So what I was, yep, thinking I can do, it's listed as optimized landing page in there. So what I was thinking, if you want to come on board with us today and fill that spot, I'll upgrade you to a Platinum package bundle, but I'll reduce the monthly price to the Essential package cost of just $299. And my goal in doing that, obviously, is just to get your foot in the door. Like I said, I'm really confident if I can get you these bells and whistles, get your site up and running, get everything going with the first page placement, start generating some leads. I mean, the kind of work you do, you know, the first job or two we bring in should put us in the green. And then I want to win out, right, over Home Advisor and turn into the long-term solution. Our goal with these month-to-month campaigns is really to retain you long-term. But we know that's only going to happen if you're profitable, right? We're not going to make money if you're not making money. So I feel like if I put you on a Platinum and I could – what was that?
I said you cut out. I'm driving. I must have hit a dead spot. You cut out a few seconds ago, but you're back.
Oh, okay. No, I was saying my goal in that is just to get you in a profitable situation, because we, you know, we're trying to retain you long term. That's our whole role as a Google partner, is to help with retention. They want, you know, long term business relationships, but the service is offered month to month, right? So I know if I go Platinum, $299 month to month, we go 30 days at a time. If we nail down a couple of jobs in the first month, then we're setting ourselves up for the long run, right?
Right.
So, I mean, if I could approve a package like that, you know, $299 month to month for the Platinum, is that something that you could see a value in giving a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in that. I'm on my way to a couple appointments, and I don't know if you spoke to your colleague, but the business is a partnership, so I would have to run that by my co-owner real quick here. I'm on my way to where he is, but I'm still 20 minutes away probably.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you want to put me on hold and give him a call?
I doubt he would answer since he's running equipment right now.
Okay. Yeah, the only reason I say that, like, not to come off, like, pushy or anything, just when these spots open up, they usually fill pretty quickly. Like, Tara's in a boiler room downstairs, if you will. So they're just, I mean, it's really what it is. There's no other way to really put it. You know, I'm just being.
No, I understand. I work with other companies I've been involved with in their SEO work and advertising. And, I mean, I don't know if you've heard of the company Mr. Level, but I've done some work with them and estimating, and I know what they put into their marketing campaign and all the different kind of things you can do.
Yeah. So usually when these spots open up as a Google partner, if a Google Places placement is available, or even the Google Guarantee guys, they'll create a list of the companies that qualify, and then my reps, they just call out into the area down that list until we fill the spot. Once we fill it, we close it out, so we can't go past the max capacity of our availability.
Right, and you said there's only one spot available?
At the moment, yeah. We have just one listing available for your category. You're in the fencing category.
Okay,
so.
Do you have a direct line?
Yeah, absolutely. I
can text you. Text me the direct line? Like I said, I can't do anything right now without, you know, running it by him. I don't see that it would be a problem, but we do have, you know, agreements in place and things like that.
No, understood.
Because if this, I mean, you know, if it worked well, I would definitely consider going that route instead of going the Home Advisor route.
Yeah.
You know, it's always better for, it's always better if people are calling you than if you're calling them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely puts the power in your court, for sure.
Right, I mean, that's the point, that's the whole point of the SEO work and showing up on like that, getting the calls for free, and, well, not free, but you know what I mean.
Well, right,
I'm
yeah.
not paying for a lead, I'm paying for the representation, or however you want to word it.
Yeah, Home Advisor's just reselling you from their own SEO efforts, and that's clear to see, too. I mean, if you were to call your partner and go, hey, type in fencing contractor, and like, okay, you see Ofendisky and Wentz Fence, and then you scroll down a little bit further, you see Angie, you know, you click on Angie, and then you're like the sixth guy down on Angie. If you go down to Home Advisor, you're like the third guy down on Home Advisor, but they're both using Google Advertising, so why not just skip a step and slap ourselves up here? Most people are just going to call off the first page anyway. 90% of them are actually not even going
right.
To page two, you know. So these guys are getting all the calls.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I'm on my way there now. Is there a direct line to get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah, I already sent them over.
877-635-6225. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you hit extension 544, that'll call me directly, as long as I'm not on the line. If I'm on the line, it'll automatically forward you to one of my customer service representatives.
Okay, and what was your name, John?
My name's Jonathan, but I just go by John. My last name's Hill. There's another John here, so if you do get customer service, you gotta tell them Hill, and then they'll know it's the director you're talking to.
All right, thank you. I will give you a call back. I'm driving too right now, so.
Okay, yeah, be careful. Well, yeah, I mean, as long as there's a spot available, I'll be happy to work with you, and I'll make sure I give you that same offer for that platinum package bundle, okay?
Okay, and so that was $299 a month. That's the charge, and that's a recurring fee for how long?
I would actually...
I guess, how long is that price locked in at is kind of what I'm asking.
Yeah, that was the incentive, too, is that I was planning on sending that over in a service agreement in writing and have you sign off on it that I would lock you in at $299 for the platinum bundle. So that would be as long as you're with us. It's not just
okay.
The first month, like, get your foot in the door, and then now
okay.
I got you hooked, it's $599. It would stay $299. So that's us trying to... You know, put us in position to work together long term. I know if guys
all
are
right,
able to offset it at $599, you shouldn't have any problem coming back. Like Wentz Fence is paying double.
Right. Is there a cancellation fee or anything like that? Or is
no.
A month to month.
Yeah, everybody that's
okay.
up there is coming back at their own will. We don't require a contract or anything
okay.
like
and
that.
And then that agreement or whatever, can you send that over via DocuSign? Or how does that work?
It's not DocuSign. Usually it's automatically sent. So I could send you, it like automatically creates it when I create your profile. But I can send you like a blank one. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can find it in
okay.
here. Initial invoice. Okay, here, try this one. Bam. Bam. Yeah, so usually once you sign up, you get these automated messages. They'll also send you like the photos needed for Google verification. You're licensed and insured, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get licensed in each city. I'm not. You don't really need a general fence license.
Well, you just have to have what's required by your state. It varies from state to state, but that's kind of like a blanket statement they want me to ask. Before we sign people up.
I am. So I'm insured through my other company.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that matters. We haven't got insured exactly. So my business partner actually works
off of... Let me see. Hold on. Is like
okay. I have construction insurance.
Fence.
So it's... But it's through my other company.
Okay, it just says you need a building permit on each individual fence that is taller than 6 feet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to get you have to go down to the city and pay a fee and all that shit.
Okay, so that's case-by-case scenario, though.
Right.
Gotcha. So yeah, if it's not required by your state, then that's different. But there is a form, it's called a Google verification form, where it actually goes to Google, and they ask you to send in like as much of it as you can. So they'll ask for like license, insurance, pictures of a work vehicle with the license plate. You can cover the numbers. It'll ask for, what's the other one? An invoice receipt, like a photo of the workplace. Some of the stuff, like, we just tell you, fill it out as much as possible, and then we submit it to Google. If Google says they can't give you the advanced verification based on that, then we just three-way call Google, and we do it over the phone with you on the line in your client interview. So, yeah, well, there's a way to bypass it, but obviously that's kind of a more tedious route. We like to just be able to submit that form and it be done, but not every industry is going to require the licensing, so sometimes that just ends up blank. But if you go right to the that text I sent you, there's a link in there. It has a full outline of every individual service. If it has an asterisk next to it, it means it either applies to you or doesn't apply to you, depending on the campaign that you selected. But it's not going to have like the actual pricing on this one or the billing date. You'll notice when you go to the payments that part's blank because this isn't the actual one. This is just kind of like the dummy version of it, right? So they'll update it with the proper billing information and everything. But it does state in there in the cancellations and refunds. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee. All we ask is you contact us like 24 hours before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And that's it.
So I have insurance through my other company that we just kind of operate as.
Mm-hmm.
So when I've been filling out the permits, I fill it out as Pedret Builders doing business as Far Out Fence because I've paid for this insurance through the year, and this fence company's under a year old, so I haven't got everything transferred over yet.
That'd still work,
but that'll work?
Yeah, that'll definitely work. It's DBA. There's tons of businesses at DBA. That's still valid. Yeah.
Okay, because my business partner actually worked for Offendinsky Fence until Mr. Offendinsky died, and now they no longer, they're a supplier. Okay. They're not even an installer anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it should be valid. He's like majority owner? Are you majority?
No, it's 50-50.
Mm. Gotcha.
It's 50-50.
I just looked up Mr. Levels SEO and Google advertising. His pay-per-click is ridiculous. You said you worked for this guy?
I work for another company that partners with Mr. Level.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, he's dropping like almost 8 G's a month though on his advertising.
Yeah, I know. They told me the numbers. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty wild.
So, I mean, this fence company is kind of we're off and running. It's going well, but we're flying by the seat of our pants a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to worry about this getting up to 8 G's ever, you know, unless you go hire a bunch of people. Because this is, like, going to cover 30 to 40 miles from your street address that gets PIN verified. So we had you at, like,
okay,
in Lorain at that Lakeview Avenue. So, and then that covers you for 15 keywords. I don't think you're going to need to go further or bigger than that for a long time unless you guys hire some people or expand. I just sent you their spy food that I was looking at. Kind of tells you what other people are doing.
Well,
we
tried to hire a couple people so far this year already, and it hasn't worked out. We've got another guy on a trial run.
Good help's hard to find. We always tell people be real careful about who you hire because like one bad seed could really screw things up for a company's reputation.
Yeah,
you got to be careful. Kind of, you still want to babysit them for a while until you really, you know, they can do it without you. You know, so it's
we had problems with them just showing up on time.
I went through that, though. Like, my father-in-law is not from the States, and so he just used to kind of, like, paint. And, you know, he had, like, friends from, like, when he first moved here, he used to stand outside of Home Depot. I kid you not. And so, like, we were like, well, let's give these guys a shot if you know them, you know. And then that didn't go so well in the beginning.
No, some of it works, some of it doesn't. No, there's a, I don't know if you're familiar with the area, but there's a Home Depot at Lorain, and when they first built the thing, they had bleachers out front for the day workers.
Yeah. And, sounds about right.
That,
you know?
That violated something because it didn't last very long, and they made them tear it down. But yeah, they literally had like one section of bleachers six rows up for people to sit at, and there would be day workers, day laborers there waiting in the morning to get picked up.
Yeah, no, our painting company is about 6 years old, and I think we did that for like the first 3 years, realistically. I think a lot of them we hired on from that. We would get like hire them for like a week long job, see how they did, you know, and yeah. Have them come back day after day, and then, you know, we go from there and figure it out. But sometimes those guys, I mean, they don't have documentation, like you're paying them cash and like, you know what I mean? It's wild. Like,
yep. Yep, I do.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Got to be careful though, because you know, you when they don't have paperwork, you piss off one of them, and then something goes missing, and then they're missing, and then you got no way to track them down. You know, there goes a $2,000 machine. So we've dealt with that a couple times too. So. But yeah, I mean, if you talk to your partner, I mean, I don't see like if you guys can do anything with Home Advisor, I don't see why he would be opposed to you giving this a shot. What are they charging you per lead right now, Home Advisor?
It depends on the lead. It's between $40 and $80 is what it's been, which is high. But
yeah, I mean, if you take let's say you take $299 and you divided that by 40, let's say you're only getting the low leads. I mean, you're only going to get 7.5. It's saying over the course of a month with this type of budget, you know, I get you a lot more than 7 leads for $300 having you on the first page. Not to mention building your site. You know, that platinum package has Facebook ads in it too. And then you have all the SEO efforts and the directory submissions too in the package. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, there's about 60 directories that you could opt into that are just a part of that package that you could generate, you know, 7-8 leads a month from, no problem.
Yeah, I'd be able to beat out. I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, just the Google alone, I mean, would blow it out of the water, but I'm pretty sure Facebook can probably keep up with that pace of, you know, from a value standpoint. It'd probably bring back a lot of value.
I know a couple guys that just ran off Facebook ads for the first 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, you could really do well in your industry. You know, certain industries, it has to be service-based in order to do well. But general contractors, plumbing, HVAC guys, those guys all do pretty good on Facebook. Same as Google, you know. It's different when you're selling pizzas and stuff, but when you're a service-based business, people are gonna look you up and, you know, do their research and want to see your reviews, things like that, pictures of things you've done in the past on your site before they really go hiring you and, you know, having the confidence to spend their money with you guys. So,
how long is the approval process?
Oh, it's quick. I have guys fill out that form and get it back to us like, you know, in a day or two. Google tells us to quote you 5 to 7 days to get your pin in the mail. It's like a little postcard. That's how you get that red dot on the map there. You know, once you have your pin and you have the photos needed in that other form, the photos for Google verification, or we three-way call, you're up and running, you know. So we even get the Facebook stuff up and running quicker than that. The website usually takes us about 3 to 5 business days, so we could have a website up and running for you guys by Friday if I sign you up today. Obviously, we'll continue to tweak the website, but... Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that all sounds good.
That's $10 a day on a month-to-month basis. I mean,
yeah, I just got to run it past him. I mean, I'm pretty sold on it. Like I said, I'm familiar with kind of the advertising, the marketing, and how it all works. I've done estimates for a couple different companies and been involved with different material suppliers and things since I've been on my own, because I was doing general construction under my own company and couldn't get help and things weren't working out, and that's why we're into the fences now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a write-off for a reason. It's basically considered an essential service for a business nowadays. Have yourself online.
Right.
Some companies can't function without having their listings. So I'm just keeping you on the line so they can't send me another call.
I'm like,
they send me another call, and the chances are it's gone. I'm like, if you pull up on your partner here and you get the go-ahead, then we're rocking and rolling.
Right, I'm trying to get there. I know he had another appointment this morning. I'm hoping he's where he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing some catch up too.
Oh, yeah, I know. Labor Day set me back kind of a bit. I got to go downstairs and deal with a couple of websites, and I set up a Google Guarantee campaign, and I was supposed to call him about an hour here. But he wants us to call him ASAP and wants to get everything going. Google Guarantee is way different. They do an advanced verification. So they did like a full background screening with this guy over the 3-day weekend where they're like, they got his social, everything. You know, Google Guarantee is crazy because Google actually provides like a $2,000 insurance on every job. So not only does he have insurance, but Google's backing it and telling the customer, like, hey, we've vetted this guy. They're good to go. If something happens, you know, we'll back it with our own, you know, $2,000. But that one's pay-per-lead, so it's a little different. And they hand the leads off to you live with the person on the line. So it's still a pay-per-lead service, but it's not like HomeAdvisor by Angie's because it's not going to multiple people. They, like, pre-screen it, and then they call you with the customer, and then they don't charge you unless you make an agreement to go out there and give a quote or visit the client. So that's really cool. That's the most advanced form of advertisement to date. Maybe something we could grow you guys into a couple months down the line. I mean, if you're already doing a local listing, then it wouldn't be very hard for you to get through the background screening for that.
Well, we had to go through a background check for Angie's List. I don't know. Do you guys do that for just what you're talking about?
Yeah, that one's different. I mean, Google already gets access to that because Angie's is a directory that's on Google. So, like, they have to pay Google to even exist. They're on the search engine. So anything that you submit to Angie or any of the other platforms, Google can get access to. It's all within the search engine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's how they create the qualified candidates list. A lot of times our qualified candidates list will have guys who are using other directories like HomeAdvisor or Angie. And they'll go, okay, these guys are already, you know, real contractors. They've already been doing work, you know. Now we have a listing available. We don't have any bad reviews on them. So they'll put you on the list based off of a lot of that. Or if you pass the background screening, things that they can find online about you.
All right. All right, well, I got your number. We try and get a hold of this guy, and I'll give you a call back here. I don't know what the hell's going on. His first thing must have ran over because he's not here.
Okay.
So let me give him a call and see what's going on. It's not a good sign.
Okay. No worries. I'll try to take one, and then I'll circle back with you after this one, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.